On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a sound that reverberates throughout all of bluegrass land, an often feared, universally dreaded, but sometimes welcome rapping or tapping action on a door or window that has served as the catalyst for many a fine, high, lonesome tale or tune. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Lori Lewis, Chris Warner, the Bailey Brothers, the Dreadful Snakes, Lester Flatt, and John Hartford, we'll be knocking on doors, knocking around the kitchen, getting knocked down to size, and knocking Casey Jones. Coming up, this opportunity does not knock, it presents itself when you beat down the door edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Sometimes the loudest sound you can make in bluegrass land is by not knocking. These are the Boxcars in an old Hank Williams tune, "Never Again Will I Knock on Your Door," as heard on their Mountain Home release, "It's Just the Road."
The stars up in the sky remind me of your eyes and the way they used to gaze into mine. The moon up above brings back memories of love I thought were true and so divine. But never again, oh never no more, never again will I knock upon your door. Never again, but these words I can say, I'll try not to love and stay out of your way. We had the greatest start, but deep within your heart, you led me on before I knew the score. You cheated and you lied, I stayed right by your side, until one day you simply closed the door. But never again, oh never no more, never again will I knock upon your door. Never again, but these words I can say, I'll try not to love and stay.
Ups and downs, roller coaster living, done a lot of taking, very little giving. Now I'm back on solid ground since I've been forgiven. I never knew just how to live until I started living. When the devil knocked me down, I landed on my knees. He must have forgotten, that's where I get my strength. Oh, power of the Holy Ghost came and rescued me. Now I'm covered by the blood that was shed on Calvary, and the devil just can't knock me off my knees. Old Satan knows my weakness, and I know his disguise. Same old situation every single time. I'm getting tired of stumbling over his old pack of lies. So Satan, get on out of here, it's time to say goodbye. When the devil knocked me down, I landed on my knees. He must have forgotten, that's where I get my strength. Oh, power of the Holy Ghost came and rescued me. Now I'm covered by the blood that was shed on Calvary, and the devil just can't knock me off my knees. Me up, and he loves it when I fall. As long as I keep getting up, I don't have to crawl. When the devil knocked me down, I'd land on my knees. He must have forgotten, that's where I get my strength. The power of the Holy Ghost came and rescued me. Now I'm covered by blood that was shed on Calvary, and the devil just can't knock me off my knees. No, the devil just can't knock me off my knees.
Sometimes you just have to stand your ground, no matter what. That was Rodney Dillard in the Dillard Band with The Devil Just Can't Knock Me Off My Knees from their Don't Wait for the Hearse to Take You to Church CD. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be knocking the bluegrass ball clean out of the park in part two of our giant, some might even call it epic, look at knocking in bluegrass land, a place where there's not only apparently incessant pounding on doors, but constant knocking people down a notch or two. These are the Pickin' on Pickers covering Knock Me Down, the Red Hot Chili Peppers' second hit, which peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart in 1989. The song was written as a tribute of sorts to the band's guitarist, Hillo Slavik, who died of a heroin overdose the year before. Vocalist and writer Anthony Kiedis stated, quote, "It was a song that described what it was like to be a drug addict, to have that ego and think you were impenetrable and impervious to the forces of nature and life. But it was also a love song for Hillel."
If you see me getting mighty, if you see me getting high, heaven at a KC Jones. He's a good all-rounder, but he's dead and gone. KC Jones, good all-rounder, KC Jones. He's dead and gone, no, it's KC Jones. Good all-rounder, he's a good all-rounder, but he's dead and gone.
Wilmer Watts and the Lonely Eagles, one of the best all-time names for a string band, with Knockin' Down Casey Jones, which appears on a Yazoo anthology entitled Times Ain't Like They Used to Be. Wilmer, a multi-instrumentalist, went to work at a textile factory in Belmont, North Carolina, where he formed a trio and cut six sides for Paramount Records in 1927 and then another 14 in 1929, from which Knockin' Down Casey Jones was taken. Along with tunes like Walk Right In, Belmont, the first known recorded version of the Midnight Special, and Been on the Job Too Long, a.k.a. Duncan and Brady, it's one of the band's finest tunes. And the Picket on Pickers were in front of it all with Knock Me Down, as rendered on their CMH outing, Pick My Kiss, bluegrass tribute to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Charlie and Danny, the fabulous Bailey brothers, were from Happy Valley, Tennessee, located near Rogersville in East Tennessee, and they'll keep things in the old-time vein with a sacred song of knocking. From their Rounder collection, Just As the Sun Went Down, this is He's Knockin'.
Old soul lost in night, yet shining the light, because of your stubborn will. As often before, upon your heart's door, the Savior is knocking still. He's knocking, still knocking, still knocking, still knocking. He's waiting outside the door, the door. Don't grieve him today, still knock him away, for he might return. Admit him I may, tomorrow you'll say, provided I can decide. Tomorrow your plea unheeded may be, he might not be still outside. He's knocking, still knocking, still knocking, still knocking. He's waiting outside the door. Don't grieve him today, don't turn him away, for he might return no more. The Savior of love, who came from above to rescue the world from sin, has followed you long to save you from wrong, and yet you won't say, come in. He's knocking, still knocking, still knocking, still knocking. He's waiting outside the door, the door. Don't grieve him today, still knock him away, for he might return no more.
In the sacred realm, knocking works both ways. We knock, and the door shall be opened. And Jesus also stands at the door and knocks. Those were the Bailey brothers with He's Knockin' from their Just As the Sun Went Down anthology. Old-time Ozark Mountain fiddler Jim Hurd will take us on to our break with a fine tune, which has a number of variants and lots of different names, like Richmond, Stonewall Jackson, the Green Mountain Polka, and Right in the Middle of the Duck's Eyeball. Jim's grandfather was in the Union Army and played his fiddle from one campfire to another during the Civil War, handing the fiddle down to Jim's father, who in turn gave it to Jim, and he plays the same on Knock Around the Kitchen, which includes these lyrics: Knock around the kitchen till the cook comes in. The cook comes in. The cook comes in. Knock around the kitchen till the cook comes in. The poor old cook comes in. Dave Higgs and Cecil Hall, Mac Wiseman, and Chris Warner, in keeping with our theme, we'll be knocking our socks off immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
That's really an old tune. I've never heard anybody else ever... I don't remember anybody else ever learning that tune.
We have returned to more sounds of knocking, or actually more precisely, the uncontrollable desires of Cecil Hall and Lori Lewis to commence the act of knocking on the door of love and give it one more college try.
Once again on your door, to search for the love that I'm looking for. Losing you was a shame, though we both were to blame. Could I knock once again on your door?
My love for you I know will never die. Makes no difference what I do or how I try. My mind goes back to you again once more. Could I knock once again on your door?
Could I knock once again on your door? To search for the love that I'm looking for. Losing you was a shame, though we both were to blame. Could I knock once again on your door? Thank you.
always together, it seems. We had plans for the future and our dreams. You were someone that a man could adore. Could I knock once again on your door?
Could I knock once again on your door? To search for the love that I'm looking for. Losing you was a shame, though we both were to blame. Could I knock once again on your door? Again on your door to search for the love that I'm looking for. Losing you was a shame, though we both were to blame. Could I knock once again on your door? Let us knock both again on our door.
Here I that I used to get. I have found, though I know the light is out, still I've come. Though you left no room for doubt, the passion is gone, and I should move on still. Try again. Look out your window. Tell me, what do you see? It's only me standing out on your street. I can't forget the way you held me near. I can't believe you'd turn away from something so dear. You'd leave me here, knocking on your door again. And I see reflections in the glass. It's only me trying to hold to what's past and gone. Here I am knocking on your door. Somehow you'll begin to open your heart, make a new start, knocking on your door again. I'm knocking on your door again.
Lori Lewis, Knocking on Your Door Again, from her Rounder project, True Stories. And Cecil Hall and the Dominion Bluegrass Boys, Asking Permission with Could I Knock on Your Door, which can be heard on their Virginia Is Calling Me release. Cecil from Stuart, Virginia, sings the lead part on the chorus, and banjoist Jeremy Stevens handles the lead vocal chores on the verses. Because sometimes, as we learned early on in the program, you just have to keep on knocking. However, there is another dynamic in play here with all this high, blue, and lonesome knocking business. You have the knocker, who generally operates under the principle that doors will be opened only to those who are bold enough to knock and beat the door down, if necessary. And then you have the knockee, who more often than not doesn't take too kindly to someone beating the heck out of his or her door. This results, as you might expect, in lots of conflict and lots of noise. This is Chris Warner, and Don't Be Knockin'.
You've been calling day and night on the phone. You won't leave us, old country boy, alone. Can't you hear what I'm saying? I'll be damned if you'll stay. Go and leave this old country boy alone. Don't be knocking on my door in the dark. Don't be knocking.
heart, I've come to wean you of your mother. Pray trust yourself in your darling's arms. Go away, go away, don't wake my father, for he is on his bed of rest, and on his breast there lies a weapon to kill the one that I love best.
It's so hard to face tomorrow, 'cause I've come back home, sweetheart, to find you've gone. I have asked the next door neighbor what you packed and went away for, but they only say you don't live here no more. Well, I sailed across the blue, I thought I could count on you, but I've come back home, sweetheart, to find you've gone. What a sorry sight to see, dear, what a shame you couldn't be here, when a soldier knocks and finds nobody home.
Mack Wiseman, Doc Watson, and Del McCurry putting their exquisite vocal moves on an old Ernest Tubbs song, When a Soldier Knocks. The boys do it proud on their Sugar Hill collaboration, Mack, Doc, and Del. Lori Lewis was in the middle covering a Carter Family tune recorded by A.P. Sarah and Maybelle in 1938. Talk about a young woman with a dilemma. She wants to let him in, but is afraid to do so, and ultimately tells him to leave. Probably the wisest course of action. Lori writes, quote, "This is a version of the Silver Dagger drowsy sleeper ballad. One can almost hear Ralph Pierce saying, 'Now keep this down to 3 minutes, you hear?'" End of quote. You'll find it on Lori and the Right Hands, the Hazel and Alice Sessions recording. And Chris Warner batted first with Don't Be Knockin', as heard on his 1987 Webco LP, All Original. Leave me alone, you best be getting on. Dan Tominski will shoot us on through our looming break with Knock Knock, an Adam Steffi original from Dan's Wheels CD. Knock Knock, who's there? A broken pencil. A broken pencil who? Never mind, it's pointless. Pigs knocking on wood that we won't be knocking anyone for six upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Returned our knees knocking together because we're pretty sure evil is on the other side of that door. These are the Dreadful Snakes singing a Pat Enright original about which the band writes, quote, Pat found the words to this dark song written on a piece of paper lying by his bed after coming out of a two-day fever. He's still not quite sure he really wrote them.
Knocking at my door. Have I heard of that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and gloom?
Oh, this life that I'm living, it seems so unforgiving. I find trouble everywhere that I go. I always seek it first, just to quench my burning thirst in waters that are cool as falling snow.
Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and gloom?
The waters are all so knocking at my door. It's evil standing outside. There's no place to run and hide. It clutched my soul and pressed me to the floor.
Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark?
This time I don't think I'll be back. It's like a freight train pulling me. There's a dark tunnel ahead I see. This train's going down a one-way track.
Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and gloom? Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and gloom?
House I live alone. Moonlight creeps inside my window pane. No, I know lonely won't remain. And then I hear that old familiar sound, and to your words I'll soon be bound. Your failing knock above my sleeping head. No, I know who'll soon be dead. I hear your voice call their name, just a whisper in the night. Not scared, not afraid, just an old friend of mine. And soon you'll carry away them to the other side. And by your wings they will fly, fly on. Angels sent from above. I don't know why it's me you chose. I hear your voice call their name, just a whisper in the night. Not scared, not afraid, just an old friend of mine. And soon you'll carry away them to the other side. And by your wings they will fly, fly on. Night.
Not a scare, not a fright, just an old friend of mine. Senor, carry away them to the other side, and by your wings they will fly, fly, oh, high.
Megan McCammy and the Dreadful Snakes with a pair of tunes about the darker side of bluegrassical knockin'. Megan gave us Knockin' Spirit from her Here's Your Goodbye release, and the Dreadful Snakes were just before with Who's That Knocking at My Door, sung by guitarist Pat Enright on the band's Rounder album, Snakes Alive. You're hearing all aspects of this bluegrassical knocking phenomenon thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where The Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. Lester Flatt will take us into the land of idiomatic knocking with a tune he co-wrote with Jake Lambert, a song that urges folks not only to check out bluegrass, but not to turn up their noses at long-haired, mangy hippies. If you ain't tried it, don't knock it.
You ain't tried it, man, don't knock.
Good old country sound. In a little while, the crowd went wild. The sound of bluegrass music filled the air. They come for miles and miles around just to listen to that country sound. What the people think about them, they don't care.
Now, if you ain't tried it, then you're not. All the kids across the land, oh, when the trumpets
of God is heard. Will you be ready to meet him? Or left behind on the earth? Can't you hear the knock of the Savior? Open your heart's door to him. Listen, for the Savior is knocking. Oh, won't you let him come in? The hour is fast approaching. You give your life to the Savior. Open your heart's door to him. Can't you hear the knock of the Savior? Open your heart's door to him. Listen, for the Savior is knocking. Oh, won't you let him come in? Won't you listen, for the Savior is knocking.
Revival Ridge from Bellevue, Kentucky, led by Paul and Jonathan Estep, taking one more look at the Savior's gentle knocking on Can't You Hear the Knock? You'll find that on the group's Fire on the Mountain CD. And they're not talking about a campfire where everyone's roasting marshmallows, making s'mores, holding hands, and singing Kumbaya, in case you had any doubts. And Lester Flatt sang If You Ain't Tried It, Don't Knock It on his CMH offering, Pickin' Time. Well, we're going to be knocked sideways if we don't tidy things up a bit and head for home. John Hartford will have the last say with Knocking at Your Door, surrendered on his great old-time fiddle album, Hamilton Ironworks.
Leesburg, Missouri. Yeah, I played this tune called Knocking at Your Door. Barber and Clifford and Walter Alexander. Knocking at your door, yeah. Your boys, you boys got your music with you. Do play that there knocking at your door. Clifford said, boys, I might not be the best hand at a playing an old fiddle, but by God, I can tell when one's being played. Now I'm here to tell you, old man can absolutely play knocking at your door. Yeah.
Hi, happy knock knock. Who's there? Opportunity. Don't be silly. Opportunity doesn't knock twice. Note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we stick our hands in them. We sometimes have to dig deep in them. We like to line them, but we don't like to pay out of them. And money burns a hole in them. I'm Dave Higgs, and Hot Rise, Open Road, the Dixie Beeliners, and Dale Ann Bradley will help us explore the high, lonesome wonders of pockets on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.